call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. And just sit there. Sat there till he was shaking. Snapped his finger, dog took off. Jumped way in the water, ran way out there, got the ball, swam back with the ball, came back, dropped it at his feet, sat down on his side, soaking wet. Snapped his finger, went back in the cage. He said, now that dog is trained. See, the first one wanted to play. See, a lot of folks just want to play with God. Long as it's fun. Long as it's okay. But this one wouldn't do anything without a command. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about the army of God. Amen. Language was given to more to create than to communicate. We're made in his image as co-laborers to demonstrate his goodness over all that he made. Somebody say the garden. Now, the thing about the Garden of Eden, and we must understand and bring it into our today's understanding, is the Garden of Eden demonstrated heaven on earth. Garden of Eden, the delightful place. That's what Eden means, the delightful place. It was a portion of heaven on earth. God demonstrating heaven on earth. Now, stay with me. The reason for such an extraordinary place of peace, how many know there's peace in heaven? The reason for such an extraordinary place of peace and divine order was real extreme. God brought, if I can say it this way, a chunk of heaven and brought it into the earth. Don't we pray that all the time? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The reason for this extraordinary place of divine order and peace was the rebellion of Satan had distorted what was otherwise a perfect creation. Chaos. Rebellion, a third of the angels. Now there was chaos. What God had created perfectly was now in chaos. And so now God, in creating man, brought or created a piece of what is in heaven and brought it down into Lucifer, Satan's territory, and set it there. Eden. Now outside of Eden, there was darkness. Chaos, still disorder. Now, peace. Somebody say peace.
Peace.
Peace, we all should know, peace is a substance of heaven. Not confusion, not chaos, not contention. Peace is the substance of heaven. Right? In other words, when you have the peace of God, you have the peace, you have the atmosphere of heaven. You can have heaven here on earth. Yes. When you have the peace of God dwelling in you and governing you, it's the atmosphere of heaven. That's how it is in heaven. Now, peace became a two-edged sword. Hear me now. Here. Peace became the weapon of choice for God or for man in this time during Eden. Peace. Get up on the screen for me, if you will. Romans chapter 16, verse 20. Romans chapter 16, verse 20, and the God of peace. Now, throughout the scriptures, we see God known as a number of different things, the Lord of hosts, El Shaddai, you know, the Lord of Sabaoth, you know, but here we see him known as the God of peace. That says, the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. The God of peace. If we're going to go back to Eden and reestablish Eden, or let's say Goshen, in these last days, there must be peace. Now, I keep wanting to emphasize this. Peace is the substance of heaven, heaven's atmosphere. You're not going to have heaven's atmosphere with a bunch of confusion. I mean, the enemy is the author of confusion. I'll take it as far as to say this. If you're very discerning in your spirit, in relationships that you have, when you don't have peace, when you don't sense peace, you've got conflict. Now, a person can say, smile, act a certain way, but when you don't sense peace, there's some conflict there. But a person can be another type of way, but you sense the peace of God there, then there's peace there. There's the atmosphere of heaven. Now, disorder, why things were like this, disorder had tarnished God's creation. Now it was light versus darkness. It was order versus chaos. It was glory versus carnality, darkness or wickedness. It was now day and night. It was now man versus fallen angels. And Lucifer and them were outside of that garden. This is just me here, but I believe this, and you can research it yourself. Lucifer couldn't get in the garden. I don't believe. He had to coerce, he had to get something in agreement with him to get in the garden. And so the serpent. Now, I don't know how true this is. Again, maybe some of you may have some more information or understanding about it, but my understanding is that the serpent was one of the most beautiful animals that God had created. And that at this particular time, he didn't crawl on his belly. He walked on all fours. And that also these animals could communicate. Now, I don't know. I'm just putting that out there for this purpose, because that was his ticket into the garden. And he used the serpent. And I say that because after judgment came, God cursed the serpent. So my thinking is he had to have something to do with it. Yeah, come on, man. Yeah, I'll let you in. And so God cursed the serpent and said, you'll crawl on your belly from now on. And dust you shall eat, speaking to Satan as well. Dust you shall eat. The first commission was in Genesis 1:28, but God gave man the mandate. Be fruitful, multiply. Get it up on the screen for me, would you? And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. Okay? Be fruitful and multiply. The first thing God says, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish, and subdue. So the first commission, Adam's immediate responsibility was to tend to the garden. Your first responsibility is to attend to your garden. Tend to your garden. It's not just attending a service. It's not just doing. It's attending or tending to your garden. Is what's going on internally, even as you sit there, right now? What's going on in your life right now? What are your thought patterns? What are you using? Are you believing God? Are you resting in God? Are you trusting God? In your mind, in your spirit, what kind of thoughts are occupying your time and your thinking? Even though you're not speaking, what are you saying? Where are you, Adam? That's the garden we must tend to first internally. I've got to align my thoughts with God. I gotta use my weaponry against all this bioweaponry and cast down imaginations. The devil comes to try to tell you you're gonna get sick. You gotta cast that thing down. Say, no, I'm not gonna get sick. I'm gonna live and declare the goodness of the Lord. Devil come to tell you you're gonna die soon. Tell the devil you're a liar. God came to give me life and give me that more abundantly. Come on, you got to exercise your weaponry. What's going on the inside? Do you receive that? And start living in fear and giving the enemy place? Or do you recognize that that's a serpent trying to get into your garden? His ultimate responsibility. Now, this is where the sons of God must manifest. When you conquer inside, when you truly understand greater is he that is in you, and the greater one is ruling you, it doesn't stop there. God's intention for Adam was now what was ruling inside. As he tended the garden, it was to expand the garden until more of the earth was taken and became the garden. And to keep tending the garden till the whole earth was full of the garden. Till the whole earth was taken back by the garden. And then God not going to stop there, because his eternal, I believe, vision is for the whole universe. Everything to have the atmosphere of his heaven there. Tell somebody, God's taking it all back.
Hallelujah.
Remember, the serpent had to get into the garden to tempt Adam. The serpent has to get into your mind to try to tempt you. Get into your thoughts. Tell somebody, tend to your garden. See, the realm of darkness already existed on earth before God created Adam. The devil had fallen. Before God created Adam and Eve, and before God created the Garden of Eden, darkness was there. You look at Genesis chapter 1, you see the restoration of something. The Lord was restoring what had taken place. And the light he spoke into the darkness. This is what God has called us to in these last days. God creates order in the midst of disorder. God created or spoke light into the midst of darkness. Understand this, and I'm understanding more and more and more. God will prepare a table before you. But it oftentimes will be in the presence of an enemy. Now, don't nobody, you got to get used to enjoying your meal, eating your steak with an enemy around.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Dr. Martine DeCambray of Braces for Us has been creating healthy and beautiful smiles for adults, teens, and children in the Port St. Lucie community for over 10 years by blending art and science and using the best technology to create those beautiful smiles using the client's very own teeth. Located at 1620 Bayshore Boulevard, Port St. Lucie, Dr. DeCambray.